How about it?
Yep.
Way to start it.
I don't see you starting them. How would you start it? Go.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you jumping on?
Oh,
that?
Wow. Not so easy to start a podcast, is it?
Hey, what up, Chicago? What?
What? My parents listen to it. They don't live in Chicago.
Wow. Well, that's a way to cut off part of our
listeners.
Wow.
My father-in-law listens to it. He's in St. Louis.
Chicago.
But you only said, what up, Chicago?
What up, everybody?
Okay.
Woo!
That's better.
Better, woo-hoo! I guess.
Still not getting the conversation going, I see.
Oh, yeah? Kyle, what's your idea? What's your idea, bud?
If you guys could get $1 million, but you have to cut off your arm, would you do it?
Okay, that's weird.
How much of my arm?
I'm
the whole
go
thing, like up to shoulder blade?
I'm going elbow.
$1 million?
See, elbow, I'd be more inclined to do. $1 million, I need a little bit more than $1 million. $1 million doesn't get you much anymore.
No,
when
it
I was
doesn't.
A kid, you could retire on
$1 million. Let's change it. No offense.
Excuse me. This was my question. You had a what up, Chicago. You can deal. Hey, what up, Chicago? What up over there? Get in your corner. It's $1 million.
Let's make it 10.
No.
$10 million. $10 million.
I'm not giving you guys $10 million.
To cut off our arms?
Because no. Then I would actually think about it. With $1 million, I wouldn't think about it.
1 million, Riverside, it's a hard no.
Riverside over here.
I know, Riverside money.
Hey, you just said no.
You live
he
in a gated
no,
community.
He's an Elmhurst.
You live in a gated community.
No, I don't. It's not gated.
No, all of Riverside is gated.
No, wow. It's actually not.
Yeah, so it says someone who would be inside the gated community would say.
And then Kyle and I looked up a couple of times where some of the ritziest, most expensive houses are in the whole Illinois area, and Elmhurst was on the list. Riverside was not.
Well, that's because Riverside doesn't even like register on the richness scale. Mm. That's how rich it is.
Sure.
You know what we could search is the medium in for both Elmhurst and Riverside.
And okay. Throw in Elgin too.
Hell yeah, baby. Elgin's not going to be much, but you know what? We have a good time.
I like the way you're thinking, Kyle.
Okay. So,
we should open up a bar in Elgin.
Elgin.
And our like main drink, the Elgin in tonic.
Don't hate it. Elgin's medium income, $37,000. Hey, okay. A lot of working class families there.
$37,000, that's pretty good.
Medium income of Elmhurst.
Elgin's medium income, higher than most of my jobs in radio.
Yep.
Totally.
Facts.
Seriously, that is a fact.
Medium income from Elmhurst, $61,896.
Okay.
Okay. So almost 62.
So I bring that down.
Median income for Riverside. $62,020.
Wow. It is like $70 difference.
It's still higher.
Not even $70.
Household income for Riverside is $149,000. For Elmhurst, it's $143,000.
Damn. Richie's in Riverside.
Wow. Even I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh. I could have told you that.
Kind of hurts your argument there,
yeah.
Melissa.
Wow. Oh,
yeah. How many square feet? Footage is in your house.
I don't have a basement.
So?
Do you have a basement?
I have a basement that's like a 10 foot by 8 foot.
Wow. Must be nice.
Wow. What's it that's like?
How much is your square footage on your house?
Well, when they do square footage, they don't factor in basements. So let that be known.
Let that be known.
I live on a slab. Mel lives in a basement hole.
Look at that. Look whose name pops up right there.
What? Her name?
Her name pops up for as a person who lives there.
So could I search Zillow, just Melissa's name, and find
her? No, it was at like another website.
Oh.
Are
you on the black web right now?
Yeah. Buy her kidneys?
click yes. Click yes.
Super expensive. Austin, will you go halves?
Two large men in suits come in and just haul her away. And she comes back like 40 minutes later. She's like, guys, I don't feel too good.
Guys, my sides hurt. I was just in an ice bath.
And then someone walks in. Mr. Meldemore, your delivery?
Why is it leaking?
Why is it pulsing? Did you give me her heart?
Did you try?
Why do people buy and sell organs on the dark web?
Why not?
Is that a true thing or is that just like a movie thing?
I don't think we can find it, Mel. I'm sorry.
Google dark web and see how to get on there.
See how tiny my place was?
So, Melissa lives in a mansion.
Yeah.
On a hill.
Everybody said it.
In Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
And Riverside, right. Like, let's break down the name Riverside. Riverside. by a body of water.
And it runs, wow. It doesn't run far from Elmhurst. It's the Des Plaines River. It runs through a bunch of different towns.
Feels like.
All over the place.
Feels like you're doing a lot of explaining, over-explaining, which tells me that you are, hang on, I'm Googling, wealthiest person in radio. Oh my gosh, BuzzFeed, top 10 wealthiest people in radio.
Wow.
Melissa McGurn is number one.
Number one? Who's number two?
Melissa McGurn again.
Oh my God.
What?
How are you on this list? Oh, one was The Mix. One is US 99.
Oh, great.
And then Melissa McGurn again. Oh my gosh, from your traffic reporter days.
You're such a dope.
Wow, Mel, the top three spots.
Oh my God.
Congrats. Wealthiest person in radio. Congrats. Cool. I would have assumed it was anyone else.
It is. It's you.
Not even close.
If you could be
do you really think in this day and age that legally I would be allowed to make more than you? You can't do that. You can't have a guy make more than the woman nowadays.
What? Men, most men still make more than
women.
No,
that's a thing of the past.
No, it's not.
No, women, where men would make a dollar or three quarters to every dollar that women would make.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no. Now mm-mm. Women make more.
Nope.
No, that's true.
Nope.
Google it. We should just, the name of this episode should just be Google.
Women working full time and year round in the United States have earned 83.6% of what
men
earned.
That's more than three quarters of a dollar. Okay, but that's in
2024?
2023. Oh, see, that's
2024
that's
is not
out
over
of date.
With. They
2024
is,
yeah, 2024, women surpassed men.
Just the
in
biggest BSer I've ever
known. There is also something BSer. Here. Now, you correct are. Me if I'm wrong, Melissa. It says here women be shopping.
Women do be shopping. So maybe that's why they only make 83 cents to the dollar. Just women do be shopping.
Real quick.
That's true. I will agree with that.
It adds here you can't stop a woman from shopping.
Because women be shopping.
Hey, you can't stop a woman from shopping.
Yeah. Why do you think I do all those Wayfair spots? Because it's amazing.
Yeah.
You're just constantly
Look,
shopping.
I'm a woman, and I be shopping.
Yeah, please, can you
Which
make
is
that?
Why I be shopping at Wayfair.
You got that right. At the app and at the store. Eden's Plaza and Wilmette.
Speaking of, while women be shopping, I be essing. And there was a time in college when we went, and this is awful to admit on a podcast, but I'm going to admit it. We would go around in college and throw water balloons at people walking the street, like do drive-by water balloon hits.
Harass me.
Harassing
people.
Mean. Yeah. What happens if somebody's like going to work?
Well, okay, so here's the thing. So we did it all the time and we would just get people wet and it was so funny. One time though. We're driving in our buddy's car and like people would like pop out of every window and then one person would pop out of the sunroof. And my buddy Andy this time around busted out of the sunroof and we pull up on these people, like drive up behind them and we just go, you know, we're like, you're going to get it or whatever. Like, and my buddy Andy, I remember distinctly, he goes, bop-a-da-bop-a-da-bop-a-da-ba! And he chucks this water balloon and it hits this woman on the back of the head. And she falls over.
Oh, no.
And her friends, like, gather, like, swarm around her to, like, see if she's okay. And we're like, oh, my gosh. And we just drove away. And we were scared. Like, we don't know what happened.
Austin.
I know. It was my buddy Andy. You should be getting on Andy.
Yeah,
he was
wow. Same initials
the water
as Austin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, my buddy Kevin would do some pretty messed up things too. Kevin, my buddy Kevin got turned down 8 times for homecoming sophomore
Kevin
year.
Kevin Michaels. So then a day passes and like we stopped that night. We were like, okay, no more. We're done. I guess we'll have to find something else to do with all these unthrown water balloons.
Throw them at each other.
I know, we should have.
Yeah.
So we go home. We go home. And
yeah. Oh, what do we do with all these water balloons? Throw them at each other? Nah. Hurt strangers?
Well,
we don't know. We do not know if she was hurt. And given that there were no like police reports or anything like that, we're going to assume that she was not.
How do you know there were no police reports?
She was just shocked. Because we looked. Like we...
A group of football players driving in a car,
okay,
throwing
all,
water balloons at
they
players.
They weren't football. I was not even a football player at this time. I had this was my junior year.
Look, a group of J school students driving around whipping water balloons at people like the bullies they are at Mizzou.
Okay, I've been looking for you for years. And
let me finish this dang story, okay? Mm. So the next day,
as like the total
Does
jerk.
Your mom know about this?
No, she's listening to this
now.
For the first
she's
time.
She's going to be so pissed.
Oyston, I cannot believe it. That.
Why are you giving her a New Jersey accent?
Yeah, wait.
No, that goes back to high school. My friends used to think that's how my mom sounded. Because my mom does have a bit of a Philly accent because she grew up in Philly, just slightly. And so they would always be like, Oyston, you got to wake up. You got to wake up for school. And I'd be like, my mom doesn't sound like that. They're like, no, she does. So then I just started doing that voice whenever I talk about my mom. Okay. So we go the next day or a day or two later, I go, oh my gosh, did you guys see the news? And my buddy Andy was like, no, what? And I was like, there was a report that a woman got hit in the head by a water balloon and was taken to the hospital or whatever. And what was funny is it was me, Andy, and my buddy Logan, who was also with us that night. And without premeditating this, my buddy Logan just picks up and runs with it. I go, oh my gosh, did you see the news? And he goes, oh my gosh, I did. my buddy Andy's like, what? And I was like, there was a report that a woman was hit in the head with a water balloon and had to be, and Logan like added on, he's like, yeah, I saw that. She'd be taken to the hospital. My buddy Andy, you would have thought he saw a ghost. Color just rushes out of his face.
Oh my God.
And just his jaw.
Well, at least he's got a conscience, right?
Yeah. I don't feel bad for how Andy felt.
And so Andy's like,
can
and he
you
goes up and he goes up and sits
showed
at the,
sympathy for
he
somebody?
Goes up and sits at the top of the stairs and he's just sitting there and he's like rocking back and forth and he's like his hands on either side of his like
I'm
face.
I'm starting to feel sorry for
his
him.
Yeah. Eyes are completely dry and he's just like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And like he's feeling so guilty because he was the one who threw the water balloon. So then he goes into the bathroom and he's like, I need a minute. And me and Logan are like, do we tell him we're making this up?
Did you
You're
tell him?
So
you,
mean.
You told him, right?
Eventually we did.
Eventually.
And like, I mean, like probably 10 minutes later, not less than that. And
is he still speaking to you?
No, but he was so pissed with us. And rightfully so. I hand raised. That was a total jerk move. It was a jerk move to go throw water balloons, and it was an even jerk move to get on the guy who threw the water balloon.
When I was in high school, we went to like one of my friend's place, and it was like late at night. It was our senior year, and I still confused kind of how where I was parked, but I was driving my mom's minivan. I backed it up, and I hit our friend's dad's truck.
Oh, no.
And I got out. I was like, but everything's okay. And I looked. The truck was fine. I was like, oh, God, thank. And I turned and I look and our bumper was cracked. And I like fell to the ground. Like I like literally fell on my back. And I was just so upset. Like, I'm like, I can't believe I did this. Told my mom like that night. And then the next morning, my mom's like, well, how did the parents react? And I was like, well, I didn't tell the parents. Their car was fine. It was our car. And she goes, no, that's not how this works. You have to tell them. So I literally had to drive over to their place at like 6 a.m. and be like, wow. Hey, like that was me. And they're like, oh, that's fine. Like our car is fine. Are
good
you
on your
okay?
mom though.
You know, very good lesson. But then the next day my friends would make fun of me for like falling on the ground. Like, oh, you overreact. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. I just backed my mom's car and broke the bumper. I'm sorry. I wasn't like, whoopsie daisies. Let's get back in the car.
Yeah. It is a little dramatic that you fell on your back.
Well, no, hang
Isn't
on.
Isn't that a little dramatic?
Well, you know what's crazy is I actually saw a news report not too long ago. A family of four died driving their car because their bumper was cracked and they didn't see it. It was a hairline fracture in the bumper.
Wow, Austin trying to make people feel bad for having empathy.
Again. I want to go back to this you fell on your back thing.
Yeah,
because I'm making fun of you. That is
Mel would be
so
one of the friends
dramatic.
That makes fun.
Well, because this is how I was bent
so
over.
Dramatic.
It's not like I was like standing straight up and did a trust fall.
That's how I pictured it when you first said it.
No, it was like, because you know, you're walking up and then you have to bend down to look at their car. So you're bending down and looking at it like, oh, okay.
And then I'm bending down, and then like my hands were on my
back.
Like my hands, like it fell to my knees first, where I was like crouching down like that, where I'm like, oh fuck. And then I fell on my back. Yeah. It wasn't like I went, you know, guys.
That's what I figured. When you said I fell on my back, I figured like it's like, you know how you do it like in a foam pit? You just like fall backwards and you just like,
time is passing.
Oh, so dramatic.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that hand motion at all, Mel. Good job. Wow. Oh,
Mel is so discreet.
I'm trying to get Austin to like give you a hard time.
I'm giving him a hard time because I imagine him falling just backwards like,
about
like
a
City of Angels style. Nick Cage. Just falling.
Oh, what a reference. Yeah.
No. Bill Murray Groundhog Day. Bill Murray Groundhog Day from the top of the clock tower, where he just like.
Oh, what another timely reference okay. here by Austin.
First of all, Groundhog Day is always timely because it's always the same day.
Yeah, did you hear me? My young whippersnapper friends went around and threw balloons at women?
Back in 1941.
They were trying to petition for the right to vote. And we hit him with water balloons and showed him a lesson.
Now listen here, you see, that touch had it coming.
Let's go back to you making your friend feel bad about possibly injuring somebody while you guys sped away from the scene of the crime.
Not now. WGN is reporting that Great Value brand apple juice. There's a recall.
Yeah, it's arsenic.
What?
It's too much arsenic.
Like it catches on fire? What's arsenic?
Is that what it's called?
I don't know what arsenic is.
I think that's what it is. Does it say? Hold on.
Mel, I found a game for you as well. Game to help kids develop charitable habits returns.
Oh, yeah. Mel could use that. Wait
a minute.
Like Mel, you can donate to help these people.
Grand Charity Auto.
Yeah, arsenic levels. High arsenic levels.
What is arsenic?
Well, arsenic is already in the seeds of apples, and somehow, so it leaks arsenic. Arsenic is a toxic, deadly substance.
And it's in apples?
The seeds of apples. You know I love my science. And so there's always a trace, or typically, I don't want to speak out of context here. I believe that there's typically a trace of arsenic in all apple juice. But for some reason, this recall of apple juice had a larger quantity of arsenic in it. So they had to recall it because high arsenic levels can be very dangerous.
Arsenic, so usenic, weesenic.
We all cynic for arsenic. Melissa, why don't you try some of it? Let's get some Great Value apple juice.
Oh, wow. Austin harming another woman. What is this, the campus of Mizzou?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Man, some things never change.
What if, and there were a lot of people from Chicago that went to Mizzou. What if the girl that was hit in the head went?
Listen to this podcast.
Is from Chicago. And she's like, I'm going to turn on the podcast from my favorite country morning music radio show. And then she's like listening and she's like, wait a minute, I was pelted in the back of the
head. What year was that, Austin?
Watermelon. 2007-ish.
Well, now we really know.
In case anyone was wondering.
Wow, really painting the scene of the crime. And the only reason she kept tuning in was because Melissa opened the podcast with, what's up, Chicago? And she's like, I'll keep listening now. Hopefully a traumatic event isn't relived in my mind.
Well, she probably doesn't remember because, she was probably concussed.
Concussion.
Oh, did we mention the water balloons were frozen?